I have a dream, he said, and it was our dream. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. And the dream became a nation's dream. The dream of humankind. I have a dream, he said, that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. He said, every now and then I think about my own death. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it I would want them to say? Tell them not to mention the Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention on that day that Martin Luther King tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for someone to say that day that Martin Luther King tried to love somebody. I want you to be able to say that I did try to feed the hungry, to clothe those who were naked, to visit those who were in prison. Yes, if you want to, say that I was a drum major. Say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. Say that I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of those other shallow things will not matter. I just want to leave a committed life. He said, I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the dark midnight of racism and war that the bright daylight of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. He said, I have a dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. I have a dream that on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the contents of their character. I have a dream today. And if America is to be great, this nation must be true. So let freedom ring! Let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from every molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring! When we let it ring from every village and hamlet, we will be able to speed that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last." Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
Legacy of Vision, Martin Luther King, composed by Jonathan Bruce Brown. Ollie Watts Davis conducted the University of Illinois Black Chorus and the Champaign Urbana Symphony. The narrator, William Warfield, has won international acclaim for his song interpretations and narrations, including the Grammy Award for his narration of Aaron Copland's A Lincoln Portrait. He is Professor Emeritus of the University of Illinois, having retired as chairman of the voice department in 1990.